I like to name more of the artists that have affected my music. By the way, I referred to Wes and George on Influences Part 1. Wes is the late great guitarist Wes Montgomery, and George is the still living icon George Benson. Who hasn't been influenced by the Beatles? Great group, great songs. Hal David, Burt Bacharach, what a team. Again, some of the all-time greats. Tom Jones, one of the greatest singers of all time. He still inspires me to this day, especially his early material. There are also a lot of non-musical influences in my life. The great writer Rod Serling of Twilight Zone fame, who I dedicate a song to on my Fusion CD entitled Atmospheric Illusions. It's a wild one. Truly great actors, especially from the past, like Richard Burton, Jack Palance, Burt Lancaster, John Garfield, Hugh Brenner, Rex Harrison, so many greats from another time in history. Also, Betty Davis, Joan Crawford, there was Ida Lupino, who didn't get as much publicity. She was sort of like an underdog. She was a tremendous actress. Film composers like Elmer Bernstein, I dedicate Spanish-Mexican Fantasy off of my Fusion CD. Bill Conti, Alex North, Bernard Herrmann, to name a few. So as you can hear, I've been influenced by so many truly great artists in music and film. There are many more, I just don't have the time to mention them all. P.S., one more. One of the great drummers, Danny Serafin, from the original Chicago group, has always inspired me. Thanks, Danny. And last, but most of all, my dad, Mitchell, and mom, Helen. Please read my About Mike page for my tribute to them. Thank you so much for listening to my music.